Well, this week has been a real good week, and I was, as vocation director, in charge of Brute Days, which was wonderful. We had a record-setting year of over 100 young men who came together, 60 high school and 43 middle school, and we had 8 from here, which was great. And it was exhausting but wonderful in the best kind of way. And when we were done, I wanted to thank all the seminarians for helping out, and they did a lot. And so it was about 7 o'clock, and so I said, let's go to La Hacienda, which is not too far from Bishop Brute. And we were just having a blast, you know, and laughing. Well, this lady, about an hour and a half after we had been there, she comes up and she's in tears. And she says, I just want you to know that you have been a sign for me tonight, all of you. And she said, of course, I have my collar on, you know. She knew we were in the business of religion, you know. And she said, you have touched my soul tonight. I was in a real bad place. She said, I'm not Catholic. I said, you're not Catholic yet. And and I said, you ought to think about it. It's the best religion in the world. And but she said, you have been a sign for me tonight. And that got me to think about how we're supposed to be signs. And sometimes it's a very natural thing. You don't even mean to do it. All we were doing was having a good time. It's kind of what we had intended to do tonight. Look at the sun. It's sunny outside, and we canceled this thing tonight because, according to the weather app, it was supposed to be lightning bolting tonight. But anyway, we'll do it 2 weeks down the road. But that's kind of the similar thought of what was behind that is, let's be a sign for the larger community pointing to God, pointing to Jesus. In the first reading, it talks about how Elisha, now remember, Elisha was the successor of Elijah. So they were both prophets. And Elisha was a prophet in a very tumultuous time in the history of Israel. And he was a very holy, humble man. And he refused, anytime anybody tried to give him anything for being a servant of God, he always said, no. And very, very holy guy. He was a sign pointing to God for everybody, which is why I thought it was just beautiful. You know, this is why you all give me a house, is because to live in. Here's Elisha, and it says they arranged a room for him and gave him a bed, a table, a chair, and a lamp so that he had a place to stay. They wanted the sign to be there. They wanted this man who was a sign pointing to God to be there. And so they made a room for him, and they gave him a lamp and a table and a bed. And they fed him, and they gave him water. Just like y'all take such good care of me. I'm your sign. But we're all supposed to be signs, you know, not just us priests. We are all supposed to be signs pointing to the Lord. In the gospel, Jesus talks about how important it is to receive prophets and I think he means to be one too. Like when we're baptized priest because we're supposed to offer sacrifice. We're baptized king because we belong to the royal family. But we're baptized prophet because we're all supposed to point to the Lord. And it happens so naturally when we're living in grace. When we're living in divine will. When we're living in the Lord. It's so natural. Like we don't have to try. We don't have to stand on a street corner with a sign and a megaphone. That doesn't work at all. But live a happy, holy, beautiful life, a saintly life, you convert the nations. We are called to be signs. So let's do it. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.